Sasha nodded at Mike. The big man took a lunging step and kicked the bathroom door right on the door handle. The door was solid, but the frame was cheap wood and exploded inward. The door swung open violently. A white guy in his late 20s was sitting on the toilet with the lid down. The door smashed him in the forehead, knocking him out cold. In less than a second, Mike was in the bathroom. The second man, same age as the first and African American, was trying to understand what was happening. Mike swung a right hand into the bridge of the guy's nose, feeling the bones crack and cartilage smoosh under the impact. The man's head slammed into the mirror above the sink, shattering it into pieces. The woman was sitting on the edge of the bathtub, mouth open in shock. Mike grabbed the woman by the hair and yanked her off the tub. She let out a scream, but it was cut short when he threw her into the main room. She sailed through the air from the doorway of the bathroom until she slammed into the foot of the bed, knocking the wind out of her. As she tried to stand, Sasha kicked her in the side with everything she had. A loud crack was heard as one of the woman's ribs broke. "Take care of her," Mike directed Sasha, pointing at the young girl. Sasha was still amazed by what she was seeing. Mike was huge but moved with a fluidity that was surprising. He looked like this was his job and he'd done this exact thing a million times. Sasha focused her attention on the young girl, who had backed herself into a corner and was shaking. "Please don't hurt me," the girl begged, her eyes wide, fear in her voice. "I'm not going to hurt you," Sasha promised. "We're going to help you get home."
"No, I can't. They'll find me."
Mike had picked the woman off the floor, punched her in the stomach, and grabbed her frail frame. Effortlessly, he rammed her into the wall behind the dresser. A loud gasp was heard as the last of the air in her lungs was knocked loose. "Honey, look at me," Sasha coaxed, bending down but keeping her distance. "Look at me," she repeated. The girl took her eyes off Mike, who was continuing with the beating at the woman. She looked at Sasha, who stated, "I know what they've done to you. We're going to get you home. They'll never come near you again. I promise." The young girl started crying.